Welcome to the July 10th, 2005 edition of In My Humble Opinion with Imran Anwar. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to condemn the terror attacks and the bombings that took place in London in the last few days. As you well know, I have always been a critic of the Blair and Bush government's attack on Iraq. I am no fan of Saddam Hussein. I am happy he's out of power, and I hope he rots in jail for the rest of his life. However, there are many who opposed the British policy of support for Bush and his war in Iraq. That does not mean that the British people and civilians in general should be considered any kind of valid target for people who either opposed the war in Iraq or did not like Blair or his policies. One of the things I cannot understand is that if these people were Muslims, we do not know that for sure right now, but if they were Muslims, we can be pretty sure that they are either supported by Al-Qaeda or are supporters of Al-Qaeda. And their goal really was to sow terror and to basically punish England and its government for its policies. The part that I do not understand is, how can you go attacking the people of a country that was opposed to the war in the first place? London had huge rallies opposed to the war in Iraq, opposed to the Blair government. Now, one could argue that maybe the terrorists were trying to punish the British people for re-electing Blair. In that case, one would wonder if that was the goal, to keep Blair from being re-elected, or at least being punished for his policies, would it not have made sense to carry out these terror attacks before the elections took place in England, much like was done in Spain? That is the part that I do not understand. Why the actions, why the terror attacks, why the bombings were carried out, when really there is no changing of policy or changing of government or any other potential change that could be affected by carrying out such attacks, as they were able to do in Spain, for example. Secondly, were they trying to keep the Olympics from coming to England? Well, in that case, shouldn't the terror attacks have taken place the day or the week before the International Olympic Committee decided that London would host the next, the 2012 Olympics? Those are the questions that make one wonder, what exactly was the goal of the people who carried out these attacks? If it was simply to sow terror, it did not really work. From the people I have spoken to, from the pictures I see on TV, it appears people are stoic, people are heroic, and in general, when people are attacked, even if they disagree with the policies of their government, they will tend to unite under whoever is in power because they feel they are in it together when some external force or some internal terror group attacks them. And that is what is happening in England right now. I do not think the terrorists, even if they were Muslim, or even if they thought they were doing the work for Islam or trying to promote Islamic causes, I do not think they did any good service to Islam or to Muslims living in England, Europe, or America. And in general, I think it was a dumb move, it was a silly move, it was an evil move, even considering it was really targeted at innocent civilians. Again, I do not promote violence, I am not giving anybody any ideas, but had this attempt been made at a military camp of British soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan, one could assume that those were valid military targets. That was not done. These were civilians, many of them, we do not know, could possibly even have been opposed to the war in Iraq. They could have been opponents of Blair. So there are 50 or 60 people dead as we speak, and they were not just innocent, they might even have been people who opposed the Blair government's policies, and they died for nothing. And that, people, is really evil, no matter what book you read. That's just in my humble opinion. This is Imran Anwar, signing off.